You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Tape of legs.
Oh, yeah.
And they're really flat.
So you had a lot, I guess, a lot of influence on fashion as well as music as well as
well,
a lot of things.
I don't know. It was like the whole, you know. The whole time.
But he was a true artist, Jennifer. He did what he wanted, and like I told people I talked to about this, that I liked a lot of his stuff. A lot of his stuff for me was hit or miss. I loved a lot of his stuff, and some of it wasn't. I wasn't too keen on, but God bless him. He tried everything.
Yes.
And was generally successful. What are some of your favorite David Bowie songs?
I like Changes, China Doll. Until I saw the video, that's kind of creepy.
China Doll? Yeah. Yeah, that's not one of my favorite ones.
Pretty much every, I mean, I don't
Suffragette
think.
Suffragette City?
Oh, yeah.
Heroes?
That one, not so much.
Queen, can I say bitch on the air?
You just did.
That was a David Bowie song. Three good ones. He's had a ton of them. Gene Genie.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And that, did you see his?
He covered a Bruce Springsteen song. I heard that going to sleep last night, and I said, oh, I have to remember that for tomorrow. Let me look it up while you're talking.
I was talking to Kara about this last night. The low point of our career, we both agreed, was when he made that video with Mick Jagger dancing in the streets.
Oh, my goodness. That was unfortunate.
Brutal. Absolutely brutal. But, you know, like you said, he experimented with everything. He tried everything. Did you see his last video, Lazarus?
I did not.
He made a video, a music video, and wrote a song and recorded it 4 days before he died.
Yeah, I heard that something had just been released. Like
yeah, so
Saturday
he made it about dying, and it made it about him, like he's laying in bed dying. But
well,
then it's also another image of him like feverishly writing things down, like he knows he's out of time.
I guess he had cancer in it, but it was a well kept secret.
Right. So
it was growing up. Bruce Springsteen.
He made art out of dying, yeah. Which is right up his alley. So, God bless you, David Bowie,
and Alan Rickman.
Alan Rickman just died, well, I guess, last night? Or
I think
then.
So, yeah.
I didn't know that was coming either. They say it comes in threes. You an Alan Rickman fan?
I appreciate what he did in Harry Potter. Snape.
Okay.
That was
Any,
pretty.
Die Hard, did you see?
Die Hard, yeah.
He's very good in that. Yes. I think that was actually his first film role, Die Hard.
I think so, yeah.
Kara and I were watching a movie the other day, Galaxy Quest. It was just this spoofy show. Did you see that?
No, but I...
But Alan Rickman was in it. We're like, why did he decide to play in this movie?
Yeah, so...
But again, an artist, I guess he saw something of value in the script.
But, you know, I guess maybe they just want to do something goofy. Or, like, not...
Well, that's what... Actually, I read this morning. This was an Alan Rickman quote, why he wasn't going to take... when they first offered him the role of Die Hard, he said he would never do, like, me in an action movie? That's
right.
Ridiculous. But he took it because it was 30 years ago or whatever it was now, and all the black actors had highly intelligent roles in the movie, which was rare for back then, and that's why he took the role.
He was also in Sweeney Todd, which the movie version of it.
He was also in a very good movie called CBGB.
I was just going to say, I really want to see CBGB.
It's very good. I would highly recommend that movie,
too.
Is it in our collection, DVD collection?
I
Jennifer, I have a suggestion for our DVD collection. Can you guess what it is?
CBGB.
Yes, starring Alan Rickman.
But a lot of times what happens when someone dies... we do have it.
We do. Okay, so put it on hold. Go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. Go to the online catalog. Type in CBGB. Which stands for Country Bluegrass Blues, I believe, originally.
Which is pretty funny that and it turned into be one of the premier punk clubs.
Correct. Well, that's
New
where
York
punk
City.
Was born, I guess they said.
Yeah.
So put that
like
in
Patti
hold.
Smythe and
is
Blondie
it, is, it, is it in?
It just came back to our North County branch is where the copy is.
Okay, so put a hold on it. Come pick it up, and then...
Or we'll send it anywhere you want.
You're welcome, is what I have to say about that, Jennifer.
Yeah. So, and you're still wrong, by the way. I don't care.
Godspeed, Alan Rickman, and David Bowie. Yeah. And they say they come in three, so who are we waiting to... So I'm assuming you didn't hit the Powerball.
I know.
I think three people hit it, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, Tennessee, California, and Florida.
And Melbourne Beach, where my brother actually lived. So maybe it was one of my brother's old friend. No, he doesn't live there now. Oh, he used to live there.
I guess in California, they had a loser party at the store that sold the winning ticket. And all the losers showed up to celebrate how exciting it was that it was sold.
Oh.
It was we were in Manhattan on Saturday. And when we got there, on all the kiosks and even on some of the subway signs, they have advertising now, and some of them had lottery advertising. And we got there, it said $800 million, and about halfway into the trip, it said $900 million.
That's amazing.
That was kind of exciting.
How was your trip to New York City?
It was very good. We went to the Waldorf Astoria to the International Numismatic Society convention, but it was really great because we walked up Fifth Avenue. We took the PATH train to 33rd Street and walked up Fifth Avenue. And the windows weren't decorated anymore at Lord & Taylor and Saks, but they still had the greens and all the lights up. And the Christmas tree was still lit at Rockefeller Center. It looked like they were starting to take it down.
Okay.
But there were still ice skaters, and we went into St. Patrick's, and that was still decorated. And
nice. And didn't have the crowds to fight with.
Exactly. And the Zamboni wasn't on the ice.
Was it cold?
No, it was a little brisk, but it wasn't.
I actually just booked a trip for New York City for July 20th. Actually, it's the trip you would love to go on. I'm going to see somebody.
Who are you going to see? Billy Joel? You're going to see Billy Joel at Madison Square Garden.
I am indeed.
Oh, my gosh.
July 20th.
Nice.
So, yes, I've heard such unbelievable things on the
show. I got to get in on it. I know.
When was the last time you saw him?
I saw him at the Meadowlands, I think it was still called, the Brendan Byrne Arena when I went.
Oh, my gosh, Jennifer.
The Bridge Tour.
Why don't you go?
I should.
Actually, tickets go on sale to the general public tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. for the July 20th show.
Wait, you got them not in the
general? We got them early. There was a pre-sale, and you needed a certain kind of credit card, and one of my friends actually had that credit card.
Nice.
And put $1,500 on that credit card. But
how much
God
are
bless
the tickets?
Them. It's $100 each, but you know,
Ticketmaster
adds all those charges to it. So
I know. The face value of the ticket's $50, but it's costing $250.
But Billy Joel, here's an alert for anyone out there that wants to see Billy Joel. Tickets go on sale tomorrow morning on Ticketmaster at 10 a.m. for the July 20th show.
Nice.
And I believe he's going to keep doing it as long as all the shows sell out.
I was surprised he did it past the first year, but I think that's really excellent. Yes. But, you know, it's good for him because he's got a guaranteed sold-out crowd.
It's
doesn't have to travel.
Very smart. It takes, the LIRR
over? Right, I was going to say, right downstairs.
Walks upstairs, does a concert once a month.
Goes home.
Gets paid 100 times that I get paid for working all year. And
goes sees the baby. Because he's a new father, isn't he? What's with your God bless him today?
I don't know. I'm feeling very spiritual. Why is that? I've said that a lot, haven't I?
The Christmas Eve thing really stuck with you, huh? So what do we got going on today at the library?
Okay, so we have some programs coming up this week. Let's start with tonight, Thursday, January 14th, which is today, Jennifer.
It is.
At the North Camp Branch Library, we have a night of celestial music with the Langmans, Calvin, Justine, and Andrew Langman, who are
they've been playing
musical savants.
Since they were in high school.
What is the correct? Are they not in high school anymore?
I don't think they all are, yeah.
Okay. So it's a classical music concert with these talented siblings, Jennifer. They'll be playing Beethoven and Bach, among others, so be prepared for fun
Bach.
Fortes and flautandos. What does that mean?
Did you ever see MASH?
No.
And one of them, Radar was trying to sound cultured, and Hawkeye told him to go, Bach.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
So once again, this is tonight, 7 p.m. at the North Cannon Branch Library. It's free and open to the public. I'm sure there's room, so you can just stop by. But if you want to make sure you get a seat, call 730-6135. Of course, you can go to our webpage, aclibrary.us. Click on the events calendar in the bottom right corner to follow along at home with all of our programs or see what else we are having to offer on your own.
We have two programs today at the headquarters library. One is a tweens program from 4:30 to 5:30, and it is Bricks for Kids. We learn, we build, we play with Lego bricks. So it's not quite a little Lego club, but that'll be in the meeting room, and you need to call the register, 788-1432. But I checked before I left, and there's still a little bit of space. And then tonight is the first of two sessions with Kathy Rose, a board-certified and registered art therapist and certified yoga instructor. Relax in the new year. She'll be offering an evening of gentle yoga stretches, breathing techniques, and guided meditation. No prior experience is required. Dress in comfortable clothing. Kathy's bringing yoga mats and blocks, everything you need. And there's plenty of room. The space is limited to 15, but there's still plenty of room. So stop on by. That's 7 o'clock tonight. And if you can't make it tonight, Kathy will repeat this on Thursday, February 11th.
Very good. Thank you, Jennifer. Why don't we go to our first commercial break a little bit early? Unless you have one more program next week.
Do I do.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The South County branch. I have two.
Oh.
The South County branch.
I have zero over here.
Because I picked up the book groups.
Okay.
The South County Branch Library will be reading Where'd You Go, Bernadette by Maria Semple.
Where did she go?
I don't know. And this is one of those, I didn't read it, but it's, everybody says it's hysterically funny. And a lot of books are compared to Where'd You Go, Bernadette. So if you want to find out what the fuss is all about, that's Tuesday night at 7:30 at the North County Branch Library. And we do need to mention the libraries are closed on Monday in observance of Martin Luther King.
God bless Martin Luther King Jr.
And next Wednesday afternoon, for students in grades 1 and up, the Hunterdon County Parks System will be presenting animal strategies, where students will learn about local animals and how they survive in their environments. Through the use of mounted specimens, the students will get a closer look at the physical features of these animals. And that's Wednesday, January 20th at 4:30.
What ages?
First grade and up.
Okay.
The Parks Department offers a lot of programs, and we're bringing more of them to the library.
Excellent.
So that's really good. So
that's called networking.
What's this called, Jim?
It's called your middle finger.
My hands are on the desk, Jim. Take that back.
Okay, we will be going to our first commercial break.
Yes, we'll take our first commercial break, and we might have a new listener today, Morgan, from Oxford Valley, Pennsylvania. So I said every 15 minutes I'd give a shout-out to Morgan, because she wasn't sure when she could start listening.
So who is Morgan?
She's the cashier at the Old Country Buffet in Oxford Valley. And
she's not listening.
She is. She said she was all excited when she heard that I did a radio show.
You just tipped her well. And
we did actually at Christmas.
There you go.
But she's on her way to her yogurt shop. She has two jobs. Very industrious young woman. So hi, Morgan, if you're listening. If not, I'll say hi in another 10 minutes. And so we will go to our first commercial break, and we'll be right back with Today in History.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use. Let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingtonChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jim Thatcher. I'm joined with Jennifer Winberry. Thanks for listening. It's time for Today in History. This time every week, I ask Jennifer some quiz her about some events that happened on this date, which happens to be January 14th. And also some people that were born or died, some name recognition. See if Jennifer knows who they are just by their names. She usually does pretty well.
I'm good at dead people.
All right, Jennifer, let's start with events. Let's go back to 1639. January 14th. How can I phrase this? The fundamental orders, Jennifer, the first written constitution that creates a government is adopted where?
Specifically. Let's see. Jamestown burned down last week.
1639. It is a state, Jennifer.
Oh, only the
pretty
state?
Pretty abrupt.
Virginia. Oh, I thought it was over.
Connecticut. Looking for Connecticut.
Really?
That was a lame question. I'm sorry about that.
I didn't know Connecticut was... You just apologized for a question?
Okay, Jennifer.
World's ending.
In 1943, on this date, during World War II, Franklin Delano Roosevelt and Winston Churchill meet to discuss strategy and study the next phase of the war. Where and what was it called? Where did they meet?
Paris.
Incorrect, but it's the setting of a famous movie. About World War II? Black and white's a classic, probably always voted.
You're going to say it, and I'll go,
The number one movie probably of all time, a lot of people voted as?
Who's in it?
Stars Humphrey Bogart.
Oh, Casablanca.
Casablanca is correct, Jennifer. I'm looking for the Casablanca conference. And a follow-up question. That same year, on January 14th, Franklin Delano Roosevelt becomes the first U.S. president to do what?
Be sworn in office for a fourth time.
No, it's the same date. It's same year and same date.
Oh, no, he couldn't be sworn in if he was in Casablanca.
Correct. There you go. Now, what was he the first president to do, Jennifer?
I don't know.
He traveled by an airplane.
Oh.
He went to Casablanca.
They didn't give him a chance to rest? He just showed up and had to meet?
He went to Casablanca that day.
Can I give you a book tip? We have a new book about a new pictorial history of Winston.
Book tip would be good.
We have a new pictorial history of Winston Churchill in our collection.
Oh, yeah?
And I have been told it is outstanding.
Great. By your husband.
Yes, who has read like every book on Winston Churchill.
Very good. And what's it called?
I knew you were going to ask that.
Anybody would ask that, Jennifer. It's called a follow-up question. To help our listeners, type it into our online catalog to put a hold on it.
I am. I'm going to do it right now.
Okay, Jennifer, while you're typing away over there and being unprepared, in 1952, the Today Show debuts. You know, the NBC long-running morning show?
Uh-huh.
Who was the original host?
Oh.
January 14th, 1952. Dave Garraway. Does that name ring a bell at all?
Nope.
Okay, Jennifer, on this date in 1973, Elvis Presley gave a concert. But not just any concert, Jennifer. It was from Hawaii. What was significant
about
that concert? 1973.
The book is Churchill, The Life and Authorized Picture Biography. 1973, Elvis in Hawaii.
Giving a concert.
It was his last concert.
It was not his last concert.
I don't know.
It was the first concert broadcast via satellite. And set the record as the most watched broadcast by an individual entertainer in television history.
How about that?
Today, 1973. You were 9 years old. How old were you? Eight? Seven?
I hadn't turned seven yet.
Oh, okay. I was eight. 8 years old, so I'm sure I didn't tune in. I don't know what I was doing.
Oh, no. I was... No, wait. 1973.
I was watching Wonderama or something.
I was still four. I hadn't turned five yet.
Oh, okay. You were just weren't even school age.
No, we were still living in Brick Township. Well, it was Brick Town back then, but
okay. Jennifer, born or died on this date? 83 BC. Was there a January 14th on 83 BC?
It wasn't this date, if it was, because that was probably before the calendar changed. But go ahead.
Mark Antony was born.
He was Cleopatra's husband.
That's what you know him for. He was a result of movie watching.
Shakespeare's play, Antony and Cleopatra. I don't know.
Then what else would he did?
No. Mr. Brady dressed up like him in a Halloween
After
episode.
Julius Caesar was murdered,
Roman broke
up into three factions. He was one of them.
Yes.
Eventually,
when they divided Gaul into three parts.
And eventually defeated by Octavius, I think.
Look at you.
I'm guessing. Your husband probably knows the answer to that one. Okay,
my mother's sitting home shouting, I'm sure.
In 1741, Benedict Arnold was born.
He was famous in the American Revolutionary War for being a traitor. He sold the papers to Major Andre. He brought the papers to Major Andre.
What fort was he trying to hand over to the British?
Ticonderoga?
Incorrect.
but it's up that way.
Think of our friend Kiko.
Puerto Rico? West Point.
West Point is correct, Jennifer.
And we had this discussion once before about West Point.
Yes, West Point. That was the four he was trying to give to the British. Okay, died on this date, and God bless him, Lewis Carroll.
He's the author of Alice in Wonderland.
Correct. Okay, born on this date in 1919, Andy Rooney.
He was a longtime commentator. He was on 60 Minutes.
Correct. TV journalist, I guess we could call him. Okay, born in 1948, Carl Weathers.
Yeah, I don't know.
Carl Weathers was an actor famous for playing a boxer in a movie. Any idea? Or a series of movies? We're looking for Apollo Creed.
Apollo Creed. I should have said.
From the Rocky movies.
Yes.
Okay, died
Wait,
in 19... 19-
did you see Sylvester Stallone won a Golden Globe for Best Supporting Actor?
Yeah, I heard
Creed.
That movie was really good. It might win some awards. Okay, Jennifer, you'll get this one. I'll bet $1 million what movie this actor was in who died on this date in 1957. Humphrey Bogart.
He starred in Casablanca.
Can you name another movie?
The Maltese Falcon.
Very good.
Thank you.
My favorite movie of his is The African Queen. Ever see that?
I did.
Excellent movie. Died in 1961 on this date. God bless him, Barry Fitzgerald.
I don't know.
Do you know Barry Fitzgerald?
No, and I'm not laughing at him.
He was the role I know him in, well, two roles. He was in The Quiet Man.
Okay.
Playing the elder drunk, I think, in the town. But it was also his classic role, which I believe won an Academy Award for the Best Supporting Actor, Going My Way with Bing Crosby.
Oh, yes.
He was Father Fitzgibbon.
Very nice.
Excellent movie, right? Touching end, right, where his mother's there from Ireland at
yes.
the end.
Another, we used to play that at Christmas.
Another holiday. They don't play it anymore.
No.
But I watch it this year because we have this Amazon TV thing. You just pull up anything Christmassy. I watched a lot of things I hadn't watched in a long time.
Did you watch Christmas in Connecticut?
No, I kind of avoid that one. It's too much bumbling and miscommunications for me, Jennifer. It's the Three's Company of Christmas movies.
That's interesting.
Christmas in Connecticut.
Without, never mind.
Without
the hot pants.
No, there were no hot pants on Barbara Stanwyck. Was that the actress that played the lead in that? Okay, Jennifer, in 1969, Dave Grohl was born. Good luck with this one.
I have no idea.
This is not in your wheelhouse.
Not even going to.
He was drummer for the band Nirvana. You know who Nirvana is?
Yes.
He's also the leader of the Foo Fighters now. Foo Fighters. I'm guessing that's not on your playlist in your car. Okay, died in 1984, Ray Kroc. On January 14th, Ray Kroc.
Was he one of the brothers who
he
opened the original McDonald's?
He founded McDonald's.
But then somebody bought it from, did he buy it from the original?
I don't know. McDonald's is the word I was looking for. Well, died in 1986 on January 14th, Donna Reed. Speaking of Christmas movies.
She was a TV and movie actress. She was in It's a Wonderful Life.
Correct. She played.
And the Donna Reed Show.
Mary Bailey.
Mally Hurst Bailey. No, Hatch. Mary Hatch Bailey.
Correct.
Thank you. I pay attention.
Died in 2009, finally, which I didn't know this guy was dead, actually, Jennifer, so God bless him, too. Ricardo Montalban.
Oh, you didn't know he died?
No.
He had a tattoo work on. I don't remember. He was on Mr. Rourke, but he was also a character actor in the 60s, 50s?
Yes, he played a lot of movies. Actually, I have a very interesting trivia question answer about him, but he was also Khan in the Star Trek movies.
Really?
Probably the greatest villain in Star Trek. He was in the Star Trek series and in them, and they reprised his role in the movies. That's how good he was. Ricardo Montalban. But he's not most famous. I shouldn't say that. The interesting tidbit about, you know that song, popular holiday song, Baby It's Cold Outside?
Uh-huh.
The first time it was sung was by him in a movie.
Really?
By him and I forget who the actress was.
Interesting. That is actually interesting.
Thank you.
Huh.
As opposed to what? Things I normally say aren't interesting?
No.
Okay, that's today in history, Jennifer.
Well, you missed a couple. I would have.
I missed a couple. What's that mean?
Well, you missed some that I would have picked.
Like what?
Let's see. Taylor Branch.
Taylor Branch? I have no idea who that is.
American,
I like that name, though.
American historian and author.
Famous for what? You don't even know. What are they famous for? You can't just say what they do. What did they write?
He wrote a lot of history books.
Taylor Branch. Mm-hmm. About what?
John Lesquart. I can't say his name properly.
You don't even know their names, Jennifer. This is
fine.
You're disqualified. Okay. What does he do? Was he a vampire?
No. he's an author. He writes a lot of spy novels and thrillers.
Okay.
He takes up a big
You think I would know who that was?
No. No, but, well, and that's true. You're supposed to know. But no, I thought you would have said picked them out for me.
No, I don't know who they are, so I can't
you
do
know
that,
How
Jennifer.
About, Jason Bateman.
I know Jason. I just watched the movie Bad Words the other night, but most famous probably for Arrested Development, a TV series. Mm-hmm. Justine Bateman's brother, I guess.
Born in 1969.
On this date?
On this date.
Actually, I like him. He's a good actor.
Yeah.
He was in Couples Retreat, too. It's coming up, but he was very funny in Bad Words. He's like a really crass guy trying to, if you've never seen this movie, he tries, it doesn't sound like much, he's there to sabotage the National Spelling Bee because they say there's no age limit or something like that, uh-huh. So he enters it as an adult.
Oh, I see.
And he, for the reason of just to sabotage it.
But that doesn't, just because you're an adult doesn't necessarily mean you're a good speller.
No, but he is a good speller, Jennifer.
Oh, okay. Well, that's part of being. Okay. I have to tell you, Wikipedia already has Alan Rickman up today.
Awesome. He died on this date. Oh, no, he didn't die on this date.
Apparently,
did he die on this date?
Yeah, apparently.
So he died this morning?
It was in England, though, so.
Oh.
You know, it's half a day. We have a priest friend in the Philippines, and he called a couple weeks ago. My parents had just gotten back from the 5 o'clock Mass, and he had just finished saying the 5 o'clock Mass like 2 days later or something, because it's like 24 hours later where he is. It's kind of hard to keep track.
What's that got to do with Alan Rickman?
Nothing. I'm thinking of the time difference.
I thought you had something prepared for me.
I do. Hi, Morgan, if you're listening.
Morgan's going to earn our listenership. Unlike Kiko, who is there faithfully week in and week out.
She never knew. And the New York Public Library has a blog that I remember to read once in a while. And last week I brought something from the New Yorker of things that one of the writers had learned by reading nonfiction books.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about reading nonfiction this year. They just published... Hi, Kiko. They just published a list... She just published a list of new books recently published that the New York Public Library recommends. The first one is Vitamin Mania, taking readers through a century of hype and advertising, fueling our quest for a shortcut to optimum health. The Neuro Tribes, the Legacy of Autism and the Future of Neurodiversity. It's a comprehensive look at the history of autism from the research pioneers who defined the spectrum to the social forces in the 1990s that led to a sudden increase in diagnosis. It argues that our neurological differences are natural variations in the human genome, and many of our revolutionary thinkers lie somewhere within the spectrum. Which, have you ever heard that about, like, Einstein?
What?
That he was, you know, somewhere like maybe autistic or something. You're not even listening to me.
I am listening to you. I don't remember if I heard that about him or not.
And there's Rain, a Natural and Cultural History. Rain begins 4 billion years ago with the filling of oceans and builds to modern
the
day.
The deluge is what they called it, Jennifer. See,
climate
I'm listening.
Change.
No, that's what they call the original rainfall to fill
the
oceans.
We put you in the forest.
The deluge.
Along the
I'm not kidding you.
I'm sure.
I'm dead serious.
We learn about human attempts to control it and the many cultural products it has inspired, from music to the Macintosh. What's the Macintosh?
Computer.
Not
An
that
Apple?
Kind of Macintosh.
An
Macintosh. It's a raincoat in.
Oh, a Mac.
Yes.
And the banker never wears a Mac in the pouring rain.
Short for Macintosh.
Very strange. What song did I just quote?
Penny Lane.
Very good.
Thank you. You look surprised. You actually
shocked.
Had a look of surprise on your face.
I did.
The Influence Machine, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and the corporate capture of American life. If you think the Chamber of Commerce is all about supporting local businesses on Main Street and Little League, you are so wrong. In Hunterdon County, it's also about radio. The Pentagon's Brain, an Uncensored History of DARPA, America's Top Secret Military Research Agency. It explores the many scientific and technological advances made in DARPA, as well as The Race for Military Supremacy, God's Banker, A History of Money and Power at the Vatican, chronicles 200 years of popes, bishops, cardinals who oversee money and power of one of the world's most influential institutions, and my favorite pick on the list, St. Mark's is Dead, The Many Lives of America's Hippie Street by Ada Calhoun. The Beats, the Hippies, the Punk, and the Hardcore Skaters all claim the apex of St. Mark's Place, a wonderful tapestry of narrative history. And I can highly recommend that book.
Very good. Thank you.
Welcome.
Now let's take a quick look at our Flemington weather. We're about halfway through our show. Jim Gannell from Crown Trophy will be here at 12 noon with his show, Taking Care of Business, right after that. Us, Jennifer, currently 37 degrees in Flemington with no wind. Forecast is supposed to be warmer than yesterday, so I guess it is a little bit warmer. Today, partly cloudy skies, high of 38 degrees. Going into tomorrow, Friday, we're up to 48 degrees with a chance of rain overnight into Saturday. And then Saturday, I just have partly cloudy skies. Of course, it reloaded right as I'm talking. 44 degrees on Saturday, 30, down to 37 on Sunday. Slight chance of snow overnight, but don't hold your breath on that one, Jennifer. I'm getting a feeling that next weekend, Saturday, January 23rd into the 24th, I'm getting a feeling that it's going to snow next weekend.
Why is that?
I don't know. I'm just giving that to you. But okay. Temperatures all next week in the mid to upper 30s, so we're still not in any cold snaps or anything, which is good news. Okay, so welcome back to the library show. Let me start the second half by telling you about the South County Branch Winter Open House that we have planned for when. What did I just say, Jennifer? For Saturday, January 23rd.
Excellent.
I didn't need, that was accidental. So if it doesn't snow on Saturday, January 23rd, or if it does, just lightly, come over to the South County Branch Library, which is located, let me get you the address here. My computer is very slow. What's the address of the South County Branch Library?
1432 179 South. It's right next to
Animal
Alliance.
179 South. So if you're going from Flemington, you take 179 toward Lambertville, it will be on your left side. So this open house is from 10 to 4 on Saturday, January 23rd. All ages are welcome. Start the year with a relaxing time at the South County Branch Library. Join us for a day of coloring and hot cocoa. What do you mean coloring? Adult coloring?
Adult coloring books are all the rage now.
They are the rage. They're very therapeutic, they say. Yes. Great. They'll also be debuting the library's new button maker. Come in and make a button to take home. Like a button of anything, or do we have designs we give them?
They probably have some designs, but they, I'm sure, will help you design your own.
Very good. So this is, and if you've never been to the South County Branch, it's a quite little library. If you've never been in there, I've only been there a couple times myself. So I'm going to try to stop by.
You should.
Maybe if I can talk my wife into going. We'll go there, then we'll go out to eat or something like that. And we'll have some cocoa at the library. So this is an open house, so if you live in the Hunterdon County area, you're welcome to stop by. Meet some great people, too, and the staff of the South County Branch Library. Can we name them?
Top-notch. Joan, Gabrielle, Carol, and Mary Jean will be there that day.
Very good.
And then there's also Mary Ann and Gail.
That's the complete staff of the
South. Oh, and Lisa. Lisa's down there now.
Okay.
Cannot forget Lisa. As of this moment.
We can't say their last names. Are they in the witness protection program?
In the witness protection.
Okay. All right, Jennifer, also, we were remiss not talking about Makers Day last week. There's a lot to talk about with this great program. We did it for the first time last year, New Jersey Makers Day, that is, and this year it's March 19th, 2016, and we are seeking exhibitors. Are you an artist, inventor, robotics fan, craftsman? Would you enjoy demonstrating a project and teaching others? Join us and share your creative activity by demonstrating and letting others participate in making. Individuals, small businesses, schools, and clubs are invited to join us on this special day at one of the two Hunterdon County Library branches, which is the North County branch in Clinton and the South County branch, which I just mentioned, technically in Lambertville, New Jersey. Over 150 library schools and colleges throughout New Jersey are hosting activities on March 19th, 2016, to promote collaboration for innovative hands-on learning experiences. New Jersey is the first state in the county to have a statewide Makers Day. Country. Oh, that's a misprint?
Apparently.
Okay, country. You're right. That doesn't make sense. To have a statewide Makers Day. Learn more at newjerseymakersday.org. about the statewide event. The project guidelines, Jennifer, the best making projects are hands-on and allow participants to create something visually or digitally. Projects allow participants to deviate from instructions to be creative. What you can expect, a table will be provided and quite a crowd. We had over 650 people attend last year.
At the North County Branch.
At the North County Branch Library. Okay, thank you for interrupting me, Jennifer.
You're welcome. I just want to make sure the South County Branch kind of gets lost.
I was about to say the South County Branch Library had a steady flow of people as well.
Yes.
Okay, easy over there.
Sorry. See too much coffee comment.
Examples of projects include Lego building, drawing, robotics, knitting, sewing, 3D printing, paper crafts, electronic circuitry, spinning, and metalworking. So if you're interested in exhibiting, you can email either Mary Jean at... Actually, the best thing to do is go to our webpage. Is it on our webpage yet?
I believe it is. And there's even a video encouraging people to come.
So go to our webpage, hclibrary.us, and then you can find all the contact information there.
But where it is on the webpage?
I will have to remedy that for you, because then you have to print an application if you want to be one of the people that are demonstrating. And then if you just want to show up on March 19th, Jennifer, it is a great day. You show up and there's all these new kind of crafts or things to do that most people don't know how to do, and they just try their hand at it. There's someone knowledgeable there demonstrating it, and a lot of people pick up a lot of new hobbies this way.
Did you pick up one last year?
I didn't go last year. But I plan on going this year. March 19th is a Saturday, Jennifer?
It is.
Yes, I will try to be there. I'll try to go to the South County Branch one. The aforementioned button maker will be there. That's one demonstrative craft. We said the robotics.
It's a pretty big word for an 11-year-old.
Robotics club. Robotics clubs will be there, which were there last year. What else was highly successful at last year's Maker's Day? The Legos, of course.
Mm-hmm. There'll be Legos at both locations.
So these are free demonstrations. So either you can be a demonstrator, or you can just. What's so funny? What are you doing?
I'm looking for Maker's Day on the website, and I can't find it, but I know it's there.
So what are you laughing about?
I'm laughing about be a maker. You ever see Grease be an, if you can't be an athlete, be an athletic supporter? That's what I was laughing.
I apologize to all our radio listening audience.
Morgan Jennifer would appreciate is, that
Jennifer,
if she's listening.
Jennifer's gone rogue here.
I usually do.
So that's Maker's Day. We'll be talking a lot about that in the weeks coming up. So save the date, March 19th. 2016. Also, starting next week is Read a Latte, Hunterdon County Library's Adult Winter Reading Club, which will take place between January 21st and March 31st. The kickoff event will be on January 21st, which is a Thursday, at 7 p.m. at the headquarters library. What they'll do, they'll explain the event to you. I'm sure there'll be refreshments there. And it's very similar to our Adult Summer Reading Club, which is highly successful as well. So more information will be on our is on our webpage. Just go to hclibrary.us. It's right on our homepage under Adult Winter Reading Club. Click on that for all the information you need to get started.
I found Maker's Day.
What about it?
If you go to our website, hclibrary.us.
We will make sure we get it on the homepage for everyone.
Yeah, because if the list of words across the top, you have to click on, under events, there's a subtext menu, and you have to click on exhibits. And that takes you to...
Okay. We will get it on the homepage for you as soon as possible, so to make it easier for you. Okay, Knitters Unite, Jennifer, is a program we've been doing, and we'll be doing it until the end of January, where local knitters are asked to knit scarves and hats for veterans of the Haven North Project. And we can provide yarn. We have yarn to provide if you want to stop in at the library. On the lower level is a table of yarn, or if you have your own and you would like to knit a hat or scarf for a needy veteran, Jennifer. We've had an incredible response to this, and we thank the public for really taking this to heart. So items can be donated, is that correct, till the end of the month?
Yes, and they've already brought some up to...
Today they were bringing them to the Haven North.
Yes, and they brought some last week already. So they brought them to Social Services, and Sabrina... The veterans coordinator for Hunterdon County brought them up. There was a good article on NJ.com last week and in the Courier News, too.
So if you have any finished hats and scarves, can be will be collected at the main circulation desks at either the headquarters library on Route 12, the North County Branch Library in Clinton, or the South County Branch down in Lambertville. So this is Knitters Unite. Are you going to join in with any participation at some point?
I was looking for the article because it said how many were donated, but I can't find it.
Okay, why don't we go to our next commercial break while I scold Jennifer for not being in the present.
You do that.
I'll be right back.
I'll be back. I'll be looking forward to my present. Bye.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Welcome back to the library show. In 17 minutes, Jim Gano will be joining you to take care of some business. And I have been looking at a list of debut novels that are coming in January and February. And Jim looks like he wants to hear all about some of these.
Yes, please.
Okay, the first one is The Readers of Broken Wheel Recommend by Katrina Bivald. This was very popular in Sweden, where the author is from, and it's just being published in the U.S. And there's a young woman in Sweden who she's like living a ho-hum life, kind of like me. And she becomes pen pals with a bookseller in the United States, in Iowa. She orders a copy of a Rose and Bloom Louisa May Alcott book, and the bookseller sends it to her for nothing and says, oh, you should have this. And then they become pen pals, and the bookseller invites the young woman to Iowa. But upon her arrival, she finds out that her pen pal has just died, and she has arrived just in time for the funeral. But the town wants her to stay anyway, so she stays and becomes part of this town and kind of revitalizes this broken town.
Sounds unique.
Book clubs will like it a lot.
Okay. What's it called?
The Readers of Broken Wheel Recommend. And that's the book that my review is on the inside cover of.
Oh, okay.
I was talking about last week. The Longest Night by Andrea Williams. It's been compared to Revolutionary Road, the Richard Yates, but I'd say that's a little bit lofty. It's inspired by a little-known piece of history where a young couple must fight to save both their marriage and the town they live in. In 1959, Nat Collier moves in with her husband Paul and their two young daughters to Idaho Falls, a remote military town, and Paul's an Army specialist, to help oversee one of the country's first nuclear reactors. On his rounds, he discovers that the reactor is compromised, placing his family and the community in danger. And it seems that his superiors are dead set, and they're going to cover up this problem rather than fix it. And he can't even tell his wife, and he just becomes consumed with guilt, and they've got this secret in between them. In the meantime, his wife is having trouble adjusting to a new life in Idaho Falls. She struggles to fit into her role as a housewife and tries to meet new friends. She meets a rancher And she finds herself drawn to him, comforted by his kindness and company. But as rumors spread about the two of them, the secrets between Nat and Paul build and threaten to reach a breaking point. Then there's Sweet Girl by Travis Mulhauser. It's compared to Winter's Bones and True Grit. It is driven by the raw, rip-smart voice of Percy Jones, a blistering debut about a fearless 16-year-old girl whose search for her missing mother leads to an unexpected discovery and a life-or-death struggle in the frozen landscape of the uppermost Midwest. There's also Only Love Can Break Your Heart. Welcome to Spencerville, 1977. 8-year-old Rocky worships his older brother Paul, who is 16 and full of rebel cool. Paul spends his days cruising in a Chevy Nova, blasting Neil Young, cigarette dangling from his lips, arm slung around his beautiful, troubled girlfriend. Paul is happy to have his younger brother as a sidekick. One day, in an act of vengeance, her father, Paul, picks up Rocky from school and nearly abandons him in the woods, and then Paul disappears. 7 years later, Rocky is a teenager. He hasn't forgotten being abandoned by his boyhood hero, but he's getting over it with the help of a wealthy neighbor's daughter, 10 years his senior, who has taken him as her lover. This affair sets in motion the course of events that rains catastrophe on both their families. After a mysterious double murder brings terror and suspense to their small town, Rocky and his family must reckon with the past to find out how much forgiveness their hearts can hold. And this is being compared, if you like authors such as Ron Rash and Wiley Cash, they write about Southern, like really Southern drama, very gothic kind of things. There's also Beside Myself by Anne Morgan, which is kind of a creepy book. I read this one. 6-year-old Helen and Ellie are identical twins, but Helen is smarter, more popular, and their mother's favorite. Ellie, on the other hand, requires special instruction from school, is friendless, and punished at every turn. They decide to swap places for fun and just for one day, and Ellie refuses to switch back. And then what follows is Helen's loses her sense of self and withdraws and into a downward spiral of behavioral problems, delinquency, and mental illness. 25 years later, she receives a call that threatens to pull her back into her sister's orbit. But what I don't understand, if Ellie could be Helen, you know, be brave and everything as Helen, why couldn't she be brave as Ellie?
Read the book.
I read the book, and that didn't make sense to me.
Did you comment about this somewhere?
I did not. Maybe I did on Twitter, but I don't really remember.
You're on Twitter?
Yeah.
Are you?
I am.
That goes against everything that you believe in.
I know, but once a month, librarians around the country, we do what's called Galley Chat to talk about what books we're looking forward to and what books we've read that are coming out in the future.
Well, other librarians with cell phones.
Quite possibly. And the last
and
book,
televisions,
yeah,
and cable, those librarians.
But they understand why I don't have television and cable. The last book I would recommend is *Girl Through a Glass* by Sari Wilson. It's a literary debut that tells the story of a young girl's coming of age in the cutthroat world of the New York City Ballet. It's set in 1977, and 11-year-old Myra is the protagonist.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Check those out.
Those are debut novels. Thank you, Jennifer.
They are my favorite thing.
Cool. End today's show. We'll update you on some programs coming up in end of January and February. I want to start with a talk, Jennifer, about silk textiles and stories from Laos with Ken Hayes. So if you have been in the library recently, if you go down to the Bookmark Cafe, we have a couple silk textiles hanging on the wall, and also there's one hanging in the staircase. Ken Hayes is... his company is Aqua Survey. Actually, Ken Hayes is a very fascinating person. He's actually the star of a TV show right now. I don't know about the star, but he's on a TV show, Jennifer, called Killing Fields.
Hmm.
I think it's on the Discovery Channel, where they look for, they try to solve crimes down in Louisiana. And they call him in because his company is world renowned for finding things like buried treasure or, you know, murder weapons and things like that. Mm-hmm. And his company specializes in this stuff. Unexploded bombs is what sent him to Laos in the first place. to excavate unexploded bombs in that country. And then he learned a lot about that country and actually is building a school there.
Really?
Yes. So he's an amazing guy, and he's going to be at the Hunterdon County Library to talk about his tales from Laos and show you some textiles on Wednesday, February 10th at 7 p.m. This is free and open to the public, of course. So he wants to share his tales of Laos with you. So I think it's going to be an interesting evening. Very interesting gentleman. So save that date, Wednesday, February 10th, 7 p.m. at the Hunterdon County Library.
And while you're on the staircase, make sure you notice the new quilt by Linnell
Miller.
Miller.
Yes. Who's been hanging quilts there for several years now.
Yes, it's an attic in the windows.
Quite a talented
pattern.
Quilter, as Jennifer would know, since Jennifer quilts herself.
Mm-hmm. This one's an attic in the windows pattern, which usually has a pretty good size square. In this case, I think it's about 4 by 4 inches. And it highlights usually pictorial fabric or something.
And staying on that theme, also on display through the end of January at the Hunterdon County Library, the Hunterdon Central High School Art Department. All their students' best work is on display in the lobby display cases and in the main gallery. So don't miss that, too.
And does it change partway through the...
Yes, probably next, either the end of this week or early next week.
So come this week.
Yes, you'll see two shows. If you come today or tomorrow and then come again by the end of the month, you'll see two different shows. That's how much talented artists they have at the Hunterdon County Library. Carolina Thatch was a product of the Hunterdon County, the Hunterdon Central High School Art Department. And she's going to be world famous someday.
Glad to hear it.
Okay.
Hey, at the beginning of the show, you talked about programs you had booked.
Yes. You want to touch on that?
Yeah. Well, you can mention the one you're about to mention.
Let me just mention Echo del Sur, since this is a very special concert we're having within a couple weeks. It's Wednesday, January 27th at 7 p.m. Echo del Sur is a South American group, and they play music from that region. And a wide range of styles and rhythms influenced by pre-Columbian Spanish and African cultural heritages. So if you've never heard this group perform, they have a myriad of instruments that they play, Jennifer, including mimicking the sound of a rainforest, which if you've never heard before, that's worth the price of admission right there, which is free.
It's free.
So once again, Echo del Sur, Wednesday, January 27th at 7 p.m. at the Hunterdon County Library. All of our pre-vote programs are free and open to the public. Go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. Click on the events calendar in the bottom right corner to see all that we have to offer. And Jennifer just mentioned that we finished booking all our winter-spring programs. In January, we had Echo del Sur, which I just told you about. In February, expect Jack McDade and his Variety at the Library show, which he'll be doing for the seventh time. He'll be joined by cabaret singer AJ and Rick Charwin on piano. And if you ever saw Jack McDade, he's a multi-talented entertainer. He's Sinatra-style singer, and he is also quite the comedian between songs, always entertaining the crowd. And then we welcome David Aaron also in February, and a dance band, like think Glenn Miller-ish. And that's what
smaller.
Was that what you think?
Yeah, like if you went to a dance club in the 40s or 50s.
Right, so that's Dave and Aaron. He often joins us, giving us trivia contests about the 50s and 40s. So now he's performing, showing off his musical chops, Jennifer. In March, we welcome Dan Butt. It's actually Dan Butera's Dixieland Band. Forget Dan Butera. It's an homage to someone, but I can't remember the top of my head.
Okay.
So we'll have a Dixieland Band in March, and we'll also have... it's Joe Gilligan, and I forget the other gentleman's name. It's Sinatra and Friends. So Frank Sinatra used to have a variety show on TV in the 50s. So this is what this show is going to be about. So they're going to sing Sinatra songs plus songs that the guests on that show would have sung.
And he's Joey. We had Joey G 2 years ago.
Did we?
2014, doing the Sinatra.
Very good.
Program. He's a really good storyteller.
So he's back, yes. And so supposedly a very exciting show that we're looking forward to. In April, the annual visit from bluegrass fiddler Travis Wetzel.
Program note, it's a Wednesday night this year, not a Thursday.
Yes, he's actually on a Wednesday. And Travis is a world-renowned fiddler, probably one of the best fiddlers in the world, will be coming to the Hunterdon County Library in April. And then Mark Miklos is a country bluegrass, will bring his country and bluegrass band. So we'll keep the bluegrass theme going throughout the month of April. April bluegrass, that kind of makes sense, almost for the Kentucky Derby.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's good.
Then in May, we have maybe one of the best classical pianists in the country joining us, Frederick Moyer, who can be heard at all the best venues, and he tunes a mean piano, too.
Yeah, we walked into the meeting room last time. The piano's like
he took it apart because it wasn't up to his
on the floor.
Lofty standards, Jennifer.
So
and
we're
I
not
thank
paying
him
to
for
have
doing
the
that.
Piano tuned before he shows
no,
up.
No, because he is that precise. So one of the best classical pianists in the country. You'll be floored by this.
You will,
guy.
And he ends the program playing Rhapsody in Blue, all 15 minutes of it, which is utterly astonishing.
Yes. And then also another swing band, the Richard Reiter Swing Band, who we actually had as a summer concert performer way back, maybe in the very first year.
Wow.
So that was a while ago. So he's coming back. And then finally in June, another perennial favorite, the 100 County Library, Linda Kay, country singer Linda Kay.
Yes.
Who used to perform in January, but we're saving her for June this year to wrap up the whole winter-spring series.
That's right. And Linda has just opened up a candy store on Main Street in Flemington.
Yes, I actually visited it once.
So was it nice?
Yeah.
It's got a country-western theme, actually.
It is. I think it's called Candy Corral.
Actually, thank you.
That'd be the country-western theme you were speaking of, Jennifer.
Yes.
Okay, I think that's about it. I was going to mention all the other big events since we were talking about, I was going to mention the Summer Concert Series, but that's a story for another day.
You have it booked? Wow. You're really far
No, ahead. I don't have it booked, but I mentioned the Huntington County Library has a lot of big tentpole events throughout the year, like the Summer Concert Series and Maker's Day. I was going to mention several of them, but we'll talk about that next week.
We'll keep everyone in suspense until next week. So remember, thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, go in, or go online. Your library is always there for you.
Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Ron Taylor.
Put down the gun and give me my detonators.
Beloved British actor Alan Rickman has died. His death was confirmed today by family. The 69-year-old Rickman had been suffering from cancer. He's best known for his role in the U.S. as Professor Snape in the Harry Potter franchise and for his work in the Bruce Willis action blockbuster Die Hard. Rickman played the terrorist Hans Gruber in the 1988 hit. Alan Rickman, dead at 69. Powerball finally has a winner. Three people had the lucky numbers and will split the $1.5 billion jackpot. One lucky ticket was purchased at a 7-Eleven in Chino Hills, California. Another purchased at a grocery store in Melbourne Beach, Florida. And the third winning ticket was bought somewhere in Tennessee. In case you're wondering, the one-time lump sum payment on $1.5 billion is $930 million. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
As your financial advisor, I require a small 12% commission in addition to a 3% subcommission on every financial transaction and a 9% commissionary commission on top of the honorarium.
Honorarium?
It's like a commission.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax Absolute Zero, you can file your simple tax return for free. There are no hidden costs. It's simple, and it's absolutely free. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. For simple U.S. returns only. Offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgranger.com/safety or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Federal tax refund fraud is expected to hit its largest amount ever this year. Jonathan McDonald is the executive vice president with TransUnion, a company providing credit information and management services to companies worldwide.
It's very difficult to point to one thing that's called